ABC Radio Australia. Now, when he was sworn in as Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister last year, James Marape famously talked about his vision of building the richest black Christian nation in the world. At the time, nobody questioned the notion of PNG being a Christian country. After all, it's estimated 7 in 10 of the population are followers of Christianity. But now the National Research Institute has produced a report saying that in official terms, the country is not actually Christian at all. Richard Ewart has been speaking to the report's author, the NRI's Deputy Director for Research, Dr. Eugene Izabilo, and he says there is no explicit declaration of PNG's religious status in the 45-year-old constitution.
There's reference to Christian principles and the guiding hand of God. But when you go to section 45, it said that everyone is allowed to practice any religion. Was there's no mention that Christianity is the religion of the country.
So therefore, there is clearly an assumption in the corridors of power that Papua New Guinea is officially a Christian state when the constitution makes it clear that's not the case.
Yes, about 97% of people in Papua New Guinea are Christians. So people tend to believe that they are Christian. But in terms of making it official, it's so that the constitution doesn't show that Papua New Guinea is a Christian country. It's more or less a secular state. For a country to be a Christian nation, there are two main criteria. The first one is that the constitution should state that the country's religion is Christianity. And the second thing is that the country should have a state-owned church. But in PNG, we don't have such a thing.
In practical terms, what would you say that this means? I suspect that there are going to be politicians and others that will continue to refer to Papua New Guinea as a Christian country, regardless of the fact that, as you say, the constitution does not say that. But in the end, does it necessarily matter?
Papua New Guinea is a Christian country, without trying to know what it means. So one of the reasons is to let people know that, yes, Papua New Guinea is more or less a secular state, not a Christian country. When people talk about Papua New Guinea, they should be able to say the correct thing rather than saying that Papua New Guinea is a Christian country, whereas the constitution doesn't say so. But at the same time, if it's so that the country wants to make Papua New Guinea actually a Christian nation, then the constitution, especially section 45, needs to be amended for that to reflect what they think. You know, this publication has given room for us to think about it, whether to go and amend the constitution or to leave it the way it is.
In order to amend the constitution, I presume that would require a referendum, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what I don't know for now. But I think the position, we need to talk about it first and see whether there's a need and to see whether the cost and the benefits or whether to leave it the way it is. But I think this will help people to really know, to think about what we say.
And I suppose, as well as the way that the country is perceived from within, if Papua New Guinea has this label of being a Christian country, it also affects the way the country is perceived elsewhere in the world.
That is correct, because, for example, if we say we are a secular state, then you saw that people, they will be very free coming here and practice their religion. But if we say that we're a Christian state, maybe some other religions, people in other religions may not feel very comfortable in coming here because they may think that they may not be really free to practice their own religion.
So when the Prime Minister made that reference to turning Papua New Guinea into a strong black Christian country, do you feel that he just plucked that reference out of the air, or does he believe that Papua New Guinea is a Christian country, but he just hasn't checked the constitution?
No, you know that the country is dominated by Christians. So nearly everyone will say that it's a Christian country without looking, you know, checking what it means to be a Christian nation. Because anyone on the streets, when you ask, oh, what would you say about Papua New Guinea? Is it a Christian nation? All of them, most people will say yes, without digging deep into the constitution to find out whether actually the constitution supports it.
Tell me, what sort of feedback have you had so far to your report? Because I imagine a lot of people are going to be a bit upset about this.
No, people will be upset if the evidence is not there. But the evidence is there. I think it will motivate people to always look inwards, especially before they make any statement, rather than, you know, just saying that this is this, whereas there's no facts behind it.
So have you had any feedback at all from the Prime Minister or anyone in government? And what about on social media? I mean, things travel fast on social media in PNG these days.
Yeah, people often say that, oh, this is quite a revealing thing, in that they never knew that the country is not a Christian state. because all the while they think that it's a Christian state. And some people at the same time, they feel that it's a Christian state based on the population. I had a feedback from some, maybe two, three government officials. They say, really, this is a good one. This can be used as evidence that probably we may need to think of amending the constitution. This is an eye-opener to show that, the country is not actually a Christian state.
Presumably, though, it will also demonstrate over the weeks and months ahead how important it is to the Prime Minister and the government to have this Christian label, because to make it official will cost money, won't it?
Exactly. It will cost a lot of money. It will cost a lot of money. But for me, I don't think such a thing will happen because, yes, first of all, being that the country is dominated by Christians, being that it's not in the constitution, I don't think it's the government's fault. Constitution was written some years ago, and being that a lot of people here are Christians, people believe that it's a Christian nation.